Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.
Welcome back. We'll get to our conversation in just a moment. First, a quick reminder, you can find the latest on all the stories the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom is following on our website. Join us throughout the day for COVID-19 updates and other regional news on our website, stlpublicradio.org. And now to our conversation. These days, Zoom calls are more likely to inspire grousing than gratitude. Who wants to make uncomfortable eye contact with their boss and themselves for a work meeting? But St. Charles teacher Vicki Sedell was recently on a very different kind of Zoom call, one hosted by Jack McBrayer, Tina Fey, Daniel Radcliffe, and St. Louis's own Ellie Kemper. The occasion was a live singing contest inspired by Kemper's Netflix show, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. The contest was promoting an interactive Netflix special called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Kimmy versus the Reverend. And, spoil alert, Vicki Sedell won the contest. And joining us today to talk about it is Vicki Sedell. Vicki, welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I understand you have been a big fan of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt going all the way back to 2015. What about this show do you like so much?
I really like that it is goofy and silly and does a good job of not taking itself too seriously, but it also hits on some tough issues at the same time. So it's kind of taking things that are traumatic or that are sad that actually happen in our world, but it puts it in this kind of whimsical fantasy world that makes it a little bit of an easier pill to swallow. So it's just really fun.
I can certainly see the appeal to that in this time that we're living in. It seems like maybe the show we all need right now. What made you decide, yeah, I'm going to do this singing competition that this show is launching?
Well, I didn't think I'd make it on it. So I thought it was really safe to do it. So they posted on Monday, May 4th, they had a video of Ellie Kemper saying, we're doing this cover contest of you singing an original song from the show, send in your submissions by Friday. So it was only a few days. And they had these karaoke tracks uploaded to their YouTube channel. And I went and looked, and none of the songs that they had featured on there were ones from the show that had resonated with me as much. So I went to my piano to try to figure out the arrangement for the song Just Go On, the one I ended up doing. And it didn't go so well at first, and I stopped and I went in the other room, but then I'm in my apartment and I have nothing else to do. So I came right back and I did it. And it was difficult because the song is made for four voices originally. So throughout the whole thing, it changes keys six times.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it's only a 2-minute song. So it was hard to do because I couldn't figure out at first because it starts in E and I couldn't figure out like, wait, what's this next chord? And it's because it changed keys. And once I figured out, oh, every time they're changing singers, which is a really smart thing for the composer to do. Every time the singers change, he changed the key so that it fits better in their voices. And since it was written for their voices, I had to change some of the notes sung because they were a little bit too low for me. It just, when I tried to sing it, it sounded off pitch and just bad. So once I got that done, then I started recording a few days later after I'd practiced it and gotten it memorized. And I didn't like any of my recordings, and so I stopped. And then the next day, which was the deadline date, I recorded, and I emailed it to the contest email, and I didn't like my final cut. And I was like, well, even if I don't hear anything, it was fun learning that song that I really like on piano. So at least I had fun.
And instead of just having fun, you ended up getting chosen to go on this amazing Zoom call. I mean, you're there with Harry Potter and with Tina Fey. I mean, this must have been just the most intimidating singing experience ever. How did you even deal with that?
I felt very sick the whole time. It wasn't too bad a few days before. Like, I was still practicing the song just in case I was chosen. And they called the next Monday and said I was in semifinals. And then I talked to the director and production coordinator on Tuesday in a Zoom call, and they said I'd been chosen for the final, but they wanted me to change my song.
Oh boy.
To the theme song, and which is only like 20 seconds and doesn't, and that arrangement too was made for a male voice, and I felt like did not fit well in my voice. So I said, no, I don't want to do that. And then they said, well, what if you joined it with your other song? And I said, no, I don't want to do that. And then after I got off the call, I tried it on piano and I was like, oh, actually this might work. So I texted that night and I said, I think I could do it. And I asked them who the judges would be because we didn't know. They hadn't told us for sure.
Oh.
And they wouldn't tell me. They were like, oh, are we allowed to say? Well, it's who you think it is. So, I mean, that could have been anything. So it wasn't until the day of when I saw a post from the show promoting it on Instagram that it said it will be judged by Ellie Kemper, Tina Fey, Daniel Radcliffe, Titus Burgess, Carol Kane, Jane Krakowski. And then I got so anxious and I got so nauseous and my stomach hurt. I had like all this adrenaline pumping. I had to like go outside and I went on a run to like burn off that adrenaline until I basically just ran until I was too tired. So I had calmed down.
Well, that's actually, it's a great technique because you sound amazing. And I'm going to play, I want to play for our audience what you sound like. And we're going to play that part that you referenced where you have to switch from singing this song and you go right into the theme song for The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And I will say, this was all recorded on Zoom, so it's not the best audio quality. And you'll hear the judges breaking in a moment, but it is definitely worth listening to. So here's how all of this went down.
Life's too short, but they're wrong. It's so long. Sometimes the only way to go is to just go on.
And that was Vicky Sedel performing on a Zoom call with a host of celebrity judges. Vicky, that was absolutely inspired. The judges were freaking out, by the way. You brought it there to the theme at the end. You must have just been so happy at that point after all those nerves to be done with it.
Yes, I was definitely happy when I was done with it. But I was still nervous because I didn't know how it was going to turn out either. So I was still really scared. And on that call, before we sang, we were all muted. So while the judges panel was talking before we performed, since I was muted, I was just practicing and playing and singing it over and over again, because when I get really nervous, my voice cracks. So like when I was practicing, my voice was like, and it was really bad. And so I was really glad to get as many nerves out as I could while we were muted so that when I performed, it was not as nervous sounding.
Well, and as you said, you were waiting there for the reaction from the judges. You actually got some great compliments from the judges. Let's listen to that.
Judges, what do you think? Daniel Radcliffe, give us some thoughts, please, sir.
That was awesome. That was just, yeah, I my thoughts are that was just fantastic. And you have an amazing voice. And that was just sung like really beautifully and incredibly sweet song. And yeah, thank you. That was fantastic.
Really, I thought beautiful. It was so beautiful. I loved your arrangement. I love how you brought in the theme. That those notes, those few notes that the brilliant Jeff Richman wrote, just bring you right back to the depth of the plot. And yeah. I thought you did such a beautiful arrangement. Your voice is amazing.
And your voice is amazing, says Jane Krakowski. That had to feel incredible.
That was crazy because she's sung on Broadway and she has an amazing voice. So when she said it, I felt like when I rewatched it, I didn't look like I was dying. So that was good. But I was very overwhelmed at the time. It was a lot to keep my cool and not scream.
Yeah, that's a huge compliment. So I got to ask, what prize do you get for winning this giant singing contest?
Appearing on St. Louis on the Air with Sarah Fenske.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. That doesn't seem like, it seems like you've earned much more than that. So it's just the honor and glory of winning, basically.
Yeah, Jack McBriar said at the beginning, he said, and our contestants have a chance of winning a prize that rhymes with nothing. So that's a question a lot of friends have been asking me, like, what do you get? I don't get anything. It was just a fun thing to promote the show. And I got to talk to people I've admired for like my adolescence until now. So it was really, really very cool.
Yeah. I mean, that is worth more than money in the bank. So we're very excited. We're very proud of you. I understand you're also the vocal music director for Fort Zumwalt South Middle School. And even if your students aren't aware of this yet, it seems like they should be super proud of you for winning this thing.
Well, I actually had a Zoom call with my seventh and eighth grade choirs today. And when I told my seventh graders, they like immediately got on their phones and they were like, I found the video. I'm going to watch it. This is so weird. And one girl said, can we vote for you? And I said, nope, too late, but that's okay.
That's awesome. So they had your back. You didn't need them to have your back, but they had it anyway.
No, yeah, it was really sweet. Well, and then some of them were like, I don't know who any of those actors are. And so it was classic middle school.
No, that's wonderful. And we are so proud of you. And Vicki Sedell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on the Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.